Hi everyone, welcome to the 5x5 podcast. This is Mina.
And I'm Tanya, hi.
And we're here to talk about all things geeky, or at least the stuff we're reading out on this week and recently. And hi everyone.
What do we have for them today?
Oh, okay. So the first part we're talking about for self-publishing your book, if you're an author and you kind of want to, you know, try it out. And in part two, we have a guest. We have Anne Plaza. She's the author of a romance novella called In Over Her Head, and she's going to join us to talk about her stories, her projects, and a show she's really into called Supernatural. I hear you're into it too, Tanya.
I don't know what you mean. I'm kidding. Yeah, I love that show.
I do too, but I think you're a bit more up to date about it than
yes.
me. So I'm actually looking forward to some spoilers and
yeah.
stuff.
Well, actually, we're trying not to spoil people. Anne and I have decided that we will just be talking about everything up to the end of season 8. So that was last season.
Okay.
So no okay. worries.
So I think I haven't even seen that. So you know, that's okay
yeah.
though. I'm looking forward to it. So okay, let's start. So sure. Let's talk about The Fault in Our Stars. You
yes.
seen the trailer?
Yes, I have.
You've seen it.
I've not read the book though. So I think you should let everyone know what you think of the trailer. In case you're wondering what trailer we're talking about, I did post a link. To track it, just, you know, go search for the hashtag 5x5 podcast on Twitter. And I posted the link to the trailer of the movie that is an adaptation of John Green's book, The Fault in Our Stars.
Okay, so I was talking about The Fault in Our Stars, the book by John Green, the novel by John Green. So it was a great book. It made me cry. It made a lot of people cry. And the movie trailer came out this week, so we shared the link. And the movie trailer made me cry. I don't
you
know.
Cry a lot, don't
I don't
you?
Know about you. You know, not so much. But for people who are not familiar with the book, it's about two teenagers with cancer, or at least. Are dealing with cancer, so that's kind
or they
of.
Or they say they have cancer.
Well, yeah, yeah that's.
I'm joking. Sorry, this is what I do when I am not familiar with the material.
Well, they allege to have cancer. Is that it? No, but it's so it's. I mean, from the premise alone, you know that it's probably not going to end well, or like something in the middle is gonna affect you in some way. And so they made a movie out of it. It's coming out this year. And the trailer, I think it hits the certain things that the book also brings out in people. A lot of scenes that stand out from the book are there in the trailer. It's hinted, at least in the trailer. So if you read the book, you know that this is where this happened. Oh, they're showing this scene. They're showing that scene. So that's fun. And then that's interesting. But it's probably gonna be like a tearjerker, so just get ready.
You know what's awesome?
Get ready for that.
You know what's awesome? I checked, so I did a search on YouTube, and there are a lot, aside from the trailers, which is out on YouTube, there are a lot of videos of people reacting to the trailer. So, you know something's big? Yeah.
Okay, man.
You know something's big when there are actually videos of people reacting to it. Like, if this is so awesome, I need to film myself reacting to it and post it on YouTube. So there, this is going to be, you know.
No, there was
huge.
A point. Yeah, there was a point in the trailer where I actually, like, teared up. There was a specific part in the trailer and, you know. I should have filmed myself, but I'm not into
time.
That.
Next time, if you're feeling really, you know,
next
you
time.
Just really want
next
attention.
Time,
but, okay, folks,
yes,
just to
I
let
should,
you know.
I should do that.
Yeah, folks, just to let you know, I have never seen Mina cry all the years that I've known her. So she hints at,
what?
You know, crying.
What?
She hints about,
crying.
You know, having cried at this and that. But I never believe her. just kind of
maybe I don't cry.
I know you're just saying that, so we think you're human. Oh my God, are you a robot? No, I'm
Yeah,
kidding.
maybe
No,
I'm just
Mina's.
saying, maybe I'm just saying all of this. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, no, because
Yeah,
Mina
so
so
yeah,
cheerful.
watch out for it. Yeah.
Yes, Mina's so cheerful, so it's kind of hard to
Yeah.
believe. Like, really, what? She's crying? Nonsense. But so when
Nonsense.
is the movie coming out?
I
Do you
think in
know?
June, but
Oh,
actually
that's a long
I saw
while off.
the interesting geek note for me to share is I actually saw a leak of the trailer on YouTube
Oh.
before the official out. I think that's why they pushed the trailer out officially the when they did, because it was a video of someone taking a video of a
Oh
screen
dear. Wow.
and that was making the rounds on YouTube. Yes. Yes,
So.
it was. And I think, you know, they probably felt like they've probably the producers probably felt that this was the absolutely worst way for people to see the trailer for the first time.
We must post the pretty one,
And
the pretty
that
version immediately.
exactly. And that's why that's and maybe their hands got forced a bit there, but that's it. It was a video of a screen, and it had no audio, or I couldn't hear a thing,
The fans
like
have no
text
shame.
over this. But now we got and whoever leaked that, they're responsible for why we're having this conversation,
So, I guess thank you.
why there's a trailer out at all. Yeah. Thank you. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe someone got fired, but you know. At
Or,
least,
you know me. I'm
how
like,
about you, Tanya? What have you been watching? And
oh, recently? Not well, just the usual stuff. I just got caught up on
yes.
Supernatural for 2014 because there are like four new episodes this year, since last month. And I just finally got caught up on the first three. So, but don't worry, I'm not gonna talk about it. But it's like,
Okay.
so yeah.
Fine.
The one that came out this week, I haven't seen it yet. But I will soon. And however, we will talk about what transpired last year, the last season. So, and it was a pretty, for in my opinion, it was like a pretty good finale. So I'm looking forward to all the supernatural talk in part two. So yay. So Mina, we are talking about self-publishing today,
Yay.
right?
Okay. Yes.
For those unfamiliar
Yes,
with
I wanted to bring it up.
So for some people unfamiliar with
Hello,
self-publishing,
yes,
yeah,
sorry.
maybe you should explain, sort of brief explanation of what self-publishing is.
Okay, self-publishing. So it's not a new thing. It's been around for forever. As my husband likes to point out, the classic books that we read today, a lot of them were self-published. Back when there were no big publishers, many people
Yes.
the classics that we know today were self-published. Exactly, so it's not a new thing, but as we know
I
it
think Charles
today,
Dickens.
it's the process of, yes, one of the popular examples of it that, you know, who reads that? I'm kidding, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But so self-publishing, I wanted to talk about it in this episode because I've been getting a lot of questions lately on this book and on Twitter, because I self-publish. I'm an author, but and I work with a great publisher, Summit Media, but I also publish. And I've been getting a lot of questions from people, so I thought, you know, let's take some time in this episode so it's up on YouTube and people can hear it in the future if they have questions or if they wander into our YouTube channel. But so self-publishing is, at least as of this year, and this is how we do it. It's if you write a book and then you want a copy of it, either as a print edition or as an ebook being sold in a place like Amazon or Barnes and Noble or iTunes. If you want that done without going through a publisher, an established traditional publisher, then yes, it's possible. It's possible for individuals like yourself, like if you're a college student, if you're doing somewhere else, if you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you're whatever, an engineer, to write a book and actually have it have a print edition of it and an ebook edition of it and receive royalties.
Technology
so it's possible
is so awesome,
to do
right?
it yourself. Yes, it is. So we bring this up because Tanya and I actually help people self-publish. So Tanya designs covers and also gives social media advice, social media and marketing advice to authors. And I, together we run workshops that teach people how to self-publish. So I guess the main thing that I wanted to share is about self-publishing is a lot of people confuse it confuse the terms like printing and publishing. So, yeah, like I got a question recently, like, can you find me a publisher who can help me self-publish? And my answer there is, you are self-publishing. You don't need a publisher by definition, but you don't need a publisher to help you by definition. What you're probably looking for is a printer. So what I want to share, if you're an author and you're listening now, you actually became a publisher if you shared your story in public somewhere. If you click publish, for example, on your blog, on Wattpad, on Facebook, and shared it to a number of people, writing that thing, that book, that essay, that post, and publishing it so people can read it, that actually kind of makes you a self-publisher already. So if you're thinking of self-publishing, what you need to do is think about what exactly do you mean by publish. What kind of medium do you want your book out on? Do you want a paperback edition? So if you want it in paperback, then you need to start looking for a printer who can print copies for you. You need to start looking for someone who can design your cover. You need to look for someone who can edit your book so that any grammatical mistakes are caught, any spelling errors are caught, and any story development flaws are fixed. So that's one thing you need to do. If you want, for example, your book to be an ebook and be sold internationally in stores, in retailers like Amazon, then you go digital, and it's also possible to do that. You'll also need an account with Amazon. You'll need a cover. You will need a dollar account because they will accept payments in dollars, and you will eventually start receiving royalties in dollars. So you need somewhere to put that money in when it starts coming in. So there, I think though, I wanted to mention this because when I get questions, I think a lot of people just want to see their name on a book. They just want to see a physical book with their name on it. But it actually requires a bit more thinking, a bit more planning. And what exactly are you looking for? Like, are you looking, what exactly you want to achieve? And once you figure out what exactly you want and what exactly you're looking for, then, yeah, money, fame, awards. Something like that. Then you can start identifying what you need, because you don't need every single thing. Like, for example, my books, I have print editions, I have ebook editions, I give freebies all the time. I have Summit editions because Summit Media does local print runs of my books. So because my goal essentially is I want as many people to read my books as possible. So I work with as many distributors as I can. I work with traditional publishers. So that's my goal. You don't need to do everything that I do if your goals are different. So there, I just wanted to share that. Yeah, and Tanya, is there anything you can share? I mean, as someone who designs covers, and I think your covers are lovely, if I may say so myself, is there some advice that you can share?
Okay. All right. So this is from, I don't self-publish. I haven't, you know, published any book yet. However, I have worked with people to, you know, help publish their book. When you say self-publishing, it doesn't actually mean like self-publishing, like you're doing everything. You actually need, you need a team with you. In the same way, I'm going to make an analogy here, in the same way that, you know, the TV show Arrow, it's about a superhero named, well, they call him Arrow, but he actually has a team with him. he has a tech girl.
Yes.
He has the guy who does backup. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Basically, he has a team working with him because he can't do it alone, and he's admitted as much. It's in the same way. If you are publishing, if you're independently publishing your work, you will need a team with you because there are very few people who can actually do everything. And even if, say, you're a writer and you're also an editor, you still need someone to edit. We sort of recommend that you get somebody else to edit your work because it's too, it's too close to you that you may not be able to see the mistakes, the typos, as well as somebody else. We recommend
that's,
a team.
That's
however,
true.
Yeah, yeah. However, you need to learn, be able to learn to work with an editor. You need to learn to work with your cover designer, your book designer, because you are basically when you self-publish, it's an actual business. There is you as an author, as a writer, and there is you as a business person. So you need to be able to compartmentalize in a way, like, okay, this is your, after you finish writing the book, now then afterwards you think of selling it, you think of marketing it. So you need to be able to work with them. You need to be able to work with, say, with your artist and, you know, give useful comments and don't just leave everything to, you know, to your artist. Don't just leave everything to your editor. You have to have a hand in it. So yeah, that is all I have to say.
That's true. One cool thing about self-publishing, I was saying, one cool thing about self-publishing is that if you're the type who likes control, you actually are going to be able to control a lot of the aspects of publishing your book. Because when you're an author and you work with a traditional publisher, they have an entire business going on, and this is their expertise. They may not include you as much in the process as you like. They have an entire team to design covers. They have an entire team that designs covers. They may not ask for your opinion on that. They have an entire team who does the layout. They may not they may edit the manuscript without you seeing or commenting on what they changed. So that's just how it is. That's how what happens there is, this is what they do. This is their business, and they try to work as efficiently as possible. So if you're an author who likes, though, to be involved every step of the way, and your publisher might, and maybe publishers aren't as willing to let do that, then self-publishing is a good option for you. I mean, that's why I do it. I like being involved in various aspects of publishing my books. So yeah, so that's cool.
So if somebody, so Mina,
yeah,
I have a question.
So, yes.
If somebody wants to, you know, if somebody, like, you know, has stories, like, say, on Wattpad, or and they want to start, mm-hmm. where do you think they should start?
Oh, I think
do you have, are there, hello? Like, resources online, you know, or classes,
well,
they can take?
There's a lot of, I mean, the Wattpad community itself, there are a lot of self-publishers already. We've worked with a few of them, and I think what they can do is start, you know, talking among themselves and finding, because there's a best practices forming already when people talk about each other's books and what they like about the self-published books that are coming out. I think that's one great resource that they can count on, is the community itself. And the other way is, you know, there are, again, if you decide, for example, if you're on Wattpad or if you have a blog and you want it turned into a book, then you decide, is it supposed to be a print book? And then you figure out what your budget is. And if your budget is, you don't have a budget, you don't have money to print a book, then print on demand is your best option, because when you work with print on demand printers, they will print only the number of copies that you ask for. So offset printers will require 300 copies, but, you know, print on demand will ask will give you one copy, 10 copies if you need just that.
Oh, excellent. So the minimum requirements and the minimum number of copies print on demand printer will make is very small, right? Like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 or even 1. Of course, from what I understand, the fewer the copies in a print run, the more expensive it'll be. So in the long run, it's still better to make print run in runs in batches. So something like, you know, 10 at a time or 20 at a time. So and the thing that a lot of indie publishers here do is they first take orders from people who are interested in buying their books, and these people they pay in advance. So and what happens is the author takes that money and uses it to pay for the printer, and then, you know, everything will go smoothly.
Yeah, that requires though a lot of trust, because it requires people giving you money without an actual product. So so this is something that. I mean, but if you're a self-publisher and you're an author and like me, you print 10 copies and you give it to your friends, or your friends are, or if you're lucky enough, you have friends who will actually pay you, so you don't have to spend. Who will actually pay you for the book, so you don't have to spend. Yeah. So I see it that way. Really, I see it as the author writing a story. Maybe that story was available in one other form. Maybe it was free before, but there's a group of people who really want a souvenir in an easy form, an easy to read format, which is still print books are still awesome that way. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it that way, if it look at this, you know, making an effort to provide a souvenir, something that people who love your story can treasure, then it's easy and becomes like a labor of love in a way.
So good luck to everybody who plans on publishing their work independently. We are always happy to see new authors in the market.
Yes, and so those are I guess the basic answers to questions we get. We're going to share some links on the page after the podcast, so you can work with. You can start if you're interested in this. So you can start doing the work and finding the kind of people that you can partner with to help you with your goal. I actually got a question from Abby. Mm-hmm. Abby was our guest last week. Hi, Abby. So, okay, I will just answer this quickly, but this podcast is not about me. It's
okay.
Her question is,
that's fine.
When did you start writing stories, and what inspires you to write one? So I will actually ask this of Anne. So Anne, please take note of this, but I'd like to answer it too. I started when I was 11. And what inspires me to write stuff now is just that knowing that people are reading it. So that just, you know, that encourages you. So we're going to have Anne Plaza, another author, on in a few, and we're going to ask that question as well.
Excellent.
Are we ready for part 2, Tanya?
Yes, we are.